I have a question for you, for all of us this morning. Are you religious or are you Christ-like? This week I had a neat, kind of unusual experience. Came out of checking out a house and got out of the house, and the guy next door came out of his door, and I said, "Good day, sir. How are you doing?" He said, "Forward." Boy, I said, "Well, this guy, either this guy's really on the edge, or he's really kind of a radical guy, or he's really an exciting guy." So that's forward. What's that mean? He said, "Well, I like to answer normal questions in an unusual way." So I gathered that he was a bit of an unusual guy, and then he said, "Hey, come in my house. Can I show you my hobbies?" So I said, "Sure, I'll come in your house and look at your hobbies." So he took me in his house, and his hobby is to take old keys that get discarded, and carve them into spiritual symbols, maybe a heart or a cross, or does some very unusual things. Some of the keys he takes and he puts little hinges on the heads, and he really intricate stuff, and he's really proud of this. And his house was pretty radical too. His dining room was turned into a workshop, and I thought I must be in Wits End or something, where doors moved in and out and ceilings dropped down and had all kind of funny tools. And this guy is really amazing. But he said he's really religious. He said, "Read the Bible through this year 3 times. And I said, "Wow, that's good." I said, what are you learning?" "Well, I'm learning truth. And he showed me all around his house and different stuff he had in there. It's really, wow, this guy's really eccentric. But he loves truth. He loves the word," he said. And then he began to tell me about this neighborhood, and said, I don't get along with the lady next door. She needs to get saved." That's a good vision. And he said, "But I've taken her to court twice in the last year." So I knew this guy's a little eccentric somewhere. Either he's, anyway. So I said, "Well, you know, you read the word through God's word. His word is truth." So what has his word shown you about the lady next door? "Well, she needs truth. I've been trying to get her to my church." "Trying to get her to my church, but I'm suing, you know, he's suing her." And the guy knows all about the word. But he has relationship issues, lost his family, and all that kind of stuff. So he said, "Well, you know, Jesus was full of truth, but also full of grace. Jesus was full of grace and truth. As people of faith, people of God, we can't just be people of truth. We have to have the mercy and the love of God." Psalms said, David said, "Mercy and justice have met together and have kissed each other. They've blended together." And in the kingdom of God, our lives can soon take on a religious look if we only stress truth. We don't have Christ's love. And so I was challenged with that. How many times may my life be only demonstrating the area of truth? And how many times may I have been an offense to the gospel or to the name of Christ and to his love? A few verses I want to read. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 9, 10, and 11. "This I pray, that your love may abound more and more in all knowledge and in all judgment." The knowledge and the judgment is personal. Knowledge for myself, understanding for myself, but also personal judgment. Not judging others, but personal judgment. That's what That's what Paul's desire was. And that's what God's desire is for each of us, that we would increase in knowledge and in judgment of ourselves and the criticism of ourselves and the qualities that need to improve. That you may approve things that are excellent. God's calling us to a high standard. He's calling us to a standard of excellence. We're here this morning to encourage ourselves, to encourage each of us to motivate ourselves and each other to a higher standard of excellence personally, and to exhort each other so that you may be sincere and without offense until the day of Christ. You know, the word sincere is a Latin word that in the Spanish it actually means without wax. Sin without, sid is wax. You may have heard the illustration that years ago, early potters and people that made pots and things would, you know, they had it on the wheel and it would make it look really nice. And sometimes it would break. And sometimes the potters would take wax and stick it together. And you couldn't tell that it had a crack. You couldn't, because it was painted over. But when it was exposed to the sun and the heat and the use, normal use, it would fall apart because it had wax in it instead of being the pure thing, the real thing. Is your life without wax? Is it sincere? Is it true? Is it genuine? Is it a standard of excellence? Is my life a standard of excellence? When I'm tested and proven, does it fall apart because it doesn't have the real thing? Approve things that are excellent. God's calling us to a standard of excellence, to sincerity and without offense. How many times, and I was wondering about this guy, you know, he's trying to win this lady by truth, but he's an offense to her. He's an offense to her in his actions, in his mannerisms, in his words, his relationship, and the way he conducts his life. So, may we be approve things that are excellent. May we have a sincerity and be without offense until the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness that are by Jesus Christ, to the glory and the praise of God. So let me phrase my initial question just another way. Are you Mennonite or are you Christian? Are you sincere? Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning just desiring you to come into our lives and to fill us and to make us, remake us where we're broken and cracked. Remake us, Lord, into the image that you want. And Lord, we're here this morning just to be encouraged together, to be challenged, and to exhort each other, especially as we see the pressures and the evils of our day coming in upon us. Lord, may we just be upholding the light of the gospel in a sincere way, holding up a standard of excellence that is attractive, that has a savor of Christ, an aroma that people want. May we be true Christ-like individuals as we walk. In Jesus' name, amen.